are listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
Was one of the pillars of the American jazz mecca, bassist, composer, and bandleader Mr. Charlie Mingus Jr. with the 1950s song with the Red Norvo Trio, I Can't Believe You're in Love with Me. And that's exactly the way Charlie made it seem throughout his career when he was referred to as a legend with his fans. And with this song, we begin a full hour of music and stories dedicated to Mingus. His music oozed with soul and seared with hard bop, but it was always that he had that undertow of his original influence as a child in his music, black gospel music. He avoided categorization and coined his own brand of music that fused tradition with unique and unexplored realms of jazz. At one point in his life, he said that his central influences were Duke Ellington and Church. And in a really cool interview back in 1961 with a Turkish record producer for Atlantic Records, he said he has always loved the piano, but this is why he started with the bass.
And they weren't spinning for me, so I had to choose another instrument. And somehow, someone had told my father, I'd heard him discussing that a colored kid should play a cello, so he could switch over to bass. And I said, well, I'm gonna play cello because I heard a man tell my father that. And the piano, man, I just think I would have been a good piano player. I'm sure, you know.
He was born in Nogales, Arizona in 1922 and was raised in Watts, California. And he traveled so much in between those two spots and a legendary career. And we shall explore more as we go on. Welcome to Neon Jazz. This is your jazz radio host, Joe Domino, coming to you from the home of jazz greatness, the Jazz Hall of Fame, and the Mutual Musicians Foundation, right here in Kansas City, Missouri, ready to give you a good helping of Charlie Mingus. From 1955, this is Mingus with What Is That Thing Called Love off his album, The Jazz Experiments of Charlie Mingus. Thank you.
Listen.
That was Mingus again in 1955 with the tune Serenade in Blue off the Mingus in Bohemia album. He got things going early in his life, and in the 1940s, he was touring with bands like Louis Armstrong, Kid Ory, and Lionel Hampton. But this is what he had to say about his first real professional gig with Armstrong.
Lee Young is Lester's brother, and we was working at Club Alabama, and Louis Armstrong came in and liked me for some reason and asked me to join the band. I never knew what he meant. The guy said, you're making a Southern tour. So I got in the band and made a few one nights and got to the South.
Mingus focused on collective improvisation, similar to the old New Orleans jazz parades, paying particular attention to how each band member interacted with the group as a whole. In creating bands, he looked not only at the skills of the available musicians, but also their personalities. Mingus was a pioneer in the double bass technique, widely recognized as one of the instrument's practitioners and most profound players. Moving on to 1956, still in those early golden years, here's Mingus with the tune Profile of Jackie.
Hey now, this is Bobby Watson, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Demino.
Thank you.
That was the 1957 song Blue Sea off his album The Clown. And mixed in with his genius was a nasty temperament that coined him the nickname The Angry Man of Jazz. His refusal to compromise his musical integrity led to many onstage eruptions, fights with musicians, firings, and getting into it with fans in the stands. But beyond all that, he is often considered the heir of Duke Ellington. And above and beyond all the stories that go into the Mingus lore, he loved the music, and this is what he had to say about making a sincere album.
As I said, you just announced it, it's still my identity is trying to be accepted by my own people as a black man. The whole struggle, the whole truth in this record of what I think good of myself and bad of myself is in this one record here. So if it's insincere, then I'm not alive, because you can't live and be insincere.
In the beginning of his life, due to a poor education, the young Mingus could not read music notation quickly enough to join the local youth orchestra. This had a serious impact on his early musical experiences, leaving him feeling ostracized from the classical music world. And these early experiences, in addition to his lifelong confrontations with racism, were reflected in his music, which is often focused on themes of racism, discrimination, and justice. Right on up to the year 1957, here's the EP Mingus 3 with the tune Yesterdays.
Thank you. on Jazz with Joe Domino.
That was Mingus in 1959 with the song New Now Know How off the Mingus Dynasty album. Right off the bat, when Mingus moved to New York in 1952, he co-founded Debut Records with Max Roach so he could conduct his recording career as he saw fit. The name originated from his desire to document unrecorded young musicians. The best-known recording the company ever issued was in 1953 when Mingus joined Dizzy Gillespie, Charlie Parker, Bud Powell, and Max Roach for a concert at Massey Hall in Toronto, and it was a bebop masterpiece. Mingus was a busy man all over his career. He released 30 records in 10 years during a period right after 1956. Leaving the 50s behind, we land in 1960 and during that period of torrential creation with the tune Stormy Weather off his album simply called Mingus.
my jazz fix, I listen to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
That was Mingus with his big band with the 1961 song Eat That Chicken off the Oh Yeah EP. So his pace slowed a bit in the late 60s and early 70s, and it was by the mid-70s that Mingus was suffering from ALS. His once formidable bass technique suffered until ultimately he could no longer play the instrument. He continued composing and supervised a number of recordings leading up to his final years. Up next on the show is Charlie Mingus with the 1962 song, Tijuana Moods.
Thank you.
With the tune Dizzy Moods off the 1962 album Tijuana Moods, that was Mingus at his finest as we get ready to bow out of this special hour of Mingus Jazz. Mingus charged hard in his life until the age of 56 when he passed away in Mexico while down there looking for some medical treatment options. Mingus was physically a big man and his stature in the world of jazz was monumentally bigger. For all his talents and tantrums, he gave us a catalog of both music and story we will never forget. And more than all of that, he was a fighter, and jazz is the music of fighters. Following his death, the National Endowment of the Arts provided grants for a Mingus Foundation created by Sue Mingus called Let My Children Hear Music, which cataloged all of Mingus's works. Long live that Mingus, baby. And taking us away from this Mingus hour is the 1965 song, Tonight at Noon. What a great title. And with that, thanks to you for tuning into a show featuring one of America's finest inventions, jazz. And thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and a legend here in these studio parts, the Neon Beats, Mr. John Christopher.
Yo, Joey!
Like what you heard? We can't hear you. Please send us an email at neonjazzkc@gmail.com. We would dig it the most. Until next time, enjoy the music, my friends.
I'm gonna flip it on you, man.
How you been here, you know?
Neon Jazz.